pause for a second before we go any further. Do me a favor, family, and click the subscribe button. This is how you receive notifications for the latest episodes. I appreciate you, family. One love. Said G Podcast Show. And this show is sponsored by Said G Equity Investments. It's the Said G Podcast Show. Hood, social politics. Factual facts. The hood meets society. Kicking social matters. It's the Said G Podcast Show. Welcome to the Said G Podcast Show. Back once again. Hey, salute to Miami and Atlanta. Thank you for tuning in. This episode is all about getting high, the effects of addiction. And who get paid off of all of these addictions? It's the Said G Podcast Show. Tell a friend, subscribe, share this episode. Investing 101 webinar, January the 28th, 2021. I will be holding a class on the basics of investing in stocks. I've been getting requests to hold workshops, so I decided to have a class on Zoom. Tickets are free at eventbrite.com. I only have 100 seats, and tickets will go fast. Get yours today. Investing 101 webinar, January the 28th on Zoom. Podcast Show is currently being heard in 27 countries and 36 states. Salute to Montana, Connecticut, Wisconsin, and West Virginia. Two new countries checking in, India and Ghana. Thank you for listening to the show. Don't forget to leave a message or a comment. Let me know what you think about the show. Welcome back to the Said G Podcast Show. I want to say I apologize to the audience because I usually drop at least two episodes per week, but I've been real busy lately. I have a webinar coming up soon, and I've been working on the curriculum and reaching out to people and networking with people and doing a lot of business. So I've been real busy, but you know, I love to do this and I love to perform for the audience. So, you know, I'm going to keep be consistent giving you guys episodes. So I want to thank you for sticking with me. I promise to keep giving you guys great content. Getting high. You know, you guys heard me talk on other episodes talking about where some of these drugs come from, how they're manufactured, distribution, you know, logistics, and some of the people who made money, a big amount of money off of these drugs. But like I said, I really want to talk about the getting high part of it. But why do people get high? People have been getting high for many, many years, many, many centuries, for millennia. Probably since the beginning of time. So getting high has always been around, but it has evolved over the years, even since then. So different people from different areas, from different countries got high in their own particular way. And some of this getting high methods was a heavy part of their culture. If you go back, archaeologists, you know, these people go out there and they dig for artifacts and they find stuff that's 4,000 years old, 3,500 years old, and they found a lot of evidence of people from back in those days getting high off different drugs. And some of those drugs been around since that time, whereas other drugs have evolved over time. Now, from communities like where I come from, the main drugs is marijuana, cocaine, and heroin, or crack. Those are the main drugs from areas like where I come from. But if you go in other areas, the addiction may be on something else. I just took a trip to Las Vegas, and one of the things people were stressing out there that people were addicted to gambling. So I look at it as gambling is like the crack of Las Vegas. That's probably the number one addiction in that town. But if you come back to an area like Memphis, you know, crack is still one of those things that's top of the addiction list. So different areas may have their different addictions. But what happens when you take these drugs and your body creates dopamine, and dopamine feeds the part of your brain that produces pleasure. Other things that particular part of the brain control is decision making, judgment, and self-control. And once you start using these drugs on a more consistent basis, what happens, the dopamine actually disappears. The pleasure part disappears. So a person will constantly try to go get that substance to feed their brain, because now their brain is looking for that. Me, myself, I've always been into marijuana. I smoke marijuana. And I've been using it for a long time, off and on. There's times I actually stop smoking, and there's times I do smoke. But to me, it helps me relax, and it helps me sleep. Back in the day, when I first started using it, of course, it was for pleasure. And it got to the point where if I smoke marijuana, I have to have the best marijuana. Like, I just wanted to get highest to the highest level. But nowadays, I don't do that. I smoke milder marijuana because I just don't want to be high like that, you know, because I'm losing the pleasure. I'm not feeling relaxed. I can't really function being that high. But back in those days, when you're young and you're running the streets, getting high was a part of that culture. But nowadays, I just prefer the milder stuff, you know. I don't want marijuana with super high THC level. I will take 25% or something like that. Now, of course, marijuana is the number one used drug in the entire world. And this drug has been around for a mighty long time. As I stated before, you have archaeologists who have found evidence of societies like Egypt where they use marijuana. And you know, with marijuana or cannabis, you know, it's two types. You have your hemp version, whereas the THC level is not that high, so it don't really get you high like that for like a marijuana smoker. But you know, you can find it in CBD, and people use the hemp to deal with anxiety, depression. You know, it can be prescribed to you. So marijuana can be prescribed to people to deal with cancer or cataracts, something going on with their eyes. Then you have the other side, which is considered marijuana, where the THC level or the psychoactive ingredients are there. So those are two different types of cannabis. Even when I think about the streets, and I've learned about cannabis by looking into the stock market, because I own stocks in marijuana companies, recreational and medical. But I learned that a lot of that stuff they were selling in the streets, that smells good, that looks good, they were selling hemp. But if you don't know about marijuana, you really won't know the difference between hemp and marijuana, but there is a difference. And even with marijuana, you know, you have your indica, some of these names, they come up with all kind of names for marijuana. It's like 100 different flavors type of marijuana. It's crazy because so many people got locked up because of this, and it's not generally known to be a drug that produces danger. Like, you're not gonna hear about somebody smoking a blunt and they gonna, you know, rob a bank because this blunt sent them on a psychopath, you know, on a psychopathic adventure. You know, that's just not what it is. So nowadays, the states have legalized marijuana, medical and recreational, and some places haven't done it yet, but it's getting to the point, it's not federal yet. And you know, I just think that people that got caught with all this marijuana, they need to be let go. And even with the laws down here who haven't legalized marijuana, a state like Tennessee, they broke down the laws. If you get caught with a small amount, they just write you a ticket or whatever. They're not taking you to jail for a small bag of weed. But some places you can go, like in Vegas, Los Angeles, you know, people just walking around smoking marijuana. You know, it's big business. So now these states are making their money off of that. After a prohibition for so many years against marijuana. And one of the other highly addictive things that people get addicted to is alcohol. That's one of the widely most used addictive substances, alcohol. People definitely abuse alcohol. There's no doubt about that. And like, I consider myself a functional marijuana user. You have people that's functional when they use alcohol, you know. There's a real addiction to that. And when I talk to most therapists, when treating people because of addiction and mental health issues, they say the worst people they hate dealing with is people that's addicted to alcohol. They worse than people that's dealing with heroin addiction or crack addiction or cocaine addiction. They hate to deal with people that's on alcohol, because they do anything to get a taste of alcohol. They will even drink rubbing alcohol to give them that feeling of the alcoholic feeling. I say that's crazy. But again, why do people use drugs? Generally, it's used for pleasure in the beginning. And once you start using it, like I said, the dopamine disappears. And you start using it more on a regular basis, then it become addictive. Then some people use it to combat mental health issues. Like, people try to use these drugs as to deal with their depression or deal with their anxiety, and they may not be getting the proper help or the proper medication. So all these other drugs will have you chemically unbalanced. It will have you chemically unbalanced. But alcohol is a real serious thing that people get addicted to. And I know people, once you take these drugs, you automatically act like another person. And with alcohol, it's very notable that people switch when they drink alcohol. And some people just cannot function without it. But me, I'm not a regular drinker like that. I drink on occasion, socially. I have a low tolerance for actually alcohol. I'm not really drinking a lot of liquor right now. I have a cocktail every now and then, you know, but I had my days where I would get up and I'd run and get me a beer. I'm drinking beer every day. I'm drinking 40 ounces, six packs. I had my time with that, and that was a long time ago. So in general, I'm not a drinker. It's a tough thing to deal with. And a lot of these addictions are really hard to deal with. So a lot of people use alcohol to deal with depression. Some people may not even be going through all that. They just can't function without alcohol. Alcohol makes them feel better. You know, and all these drugs and substances are we use to put us back on that level to make us feel comfortable. It's just like me with marijuana, you know. Like I said, it's been times where I would stop and I'm automatically know that it's gonna take me at least 3 days to get back in order where I can actually go to sleep. But once I stop, I can't sleep for like a couple of days. But once it's gone, I can sleep a lot better. So, but I'm not the type of person that take a blunt and just smoke it and smoking two or three blunts. Like one blunt will take me through the whole day. So I pick it up, light it up, hit it a couple of times, put it out, got me a little buzz going on, not stupid high where I'm dysfunctional, you know. And that comes from hanging around other people too, because you can hang around other people and they want to get you so stoned where you can't function for the rest of the day. You know, they don't have anything going on in their life, so they don't have anything going on. What they gonna do? Try to put you in a position where you can't have nothing going on, so you could be sitting there looking like stupo getting high all day, you know, till you I mean 2, 3, 4, 5 blunts, man. That's just too much. You know, I'm a busy person, I'm a businessman, I can't be walking around dysfunctional and high like that. It's just something I wouldn't do, you know. So, but then you have your cocaine and your crack. I've talked about the crack era. Matter of fact, you guys can go back and check out those episodes. That's the era that I've been around, crack and heroin. Let me put it like that. So, but I definitely came through the crack era, which was devastating. And then crack and cocaine, that's one of those drugs where it destroys the dopamine in a quick fashion. You know, it's one of those drugs where it gets you addicted so quickly, you know. It totally destroys the dopamine, and you just gotta have it because you had this euphoric feeling. And off all these drugs, the alcohol, the heroin, even marijuana, once you don't have it, the feeling is not great, you know. So you have a drug like crack or cocaine, when the high goes down, you come crashing down, and most people don't want to deal with that crashing feeling. So what they do, try to supplement that feeling by using more. You know, even with heroin, I saw something on TV the other day. It was interesting. They were talking to some heroin dealers from Harlem. I believe it was the Nicky Barnes story, I believe, documentary. And they showed a person that was heavily addicted to heroin. And when people use heroin, even with cocaine, you know, some people snort it, some people shoot it up. There's people that shoot up cocaine. And there's people out there that actually mix cocaine and heroin together. They used to call them speedballs. I don't know what they call them nowadays, but this guy arm was so big, his hand was so big. I mean, this guy looked like straight like Popeye the Sailor Man. I mean, it was just incredible how big this man's hand arm was from using heroin, you know. And that was the effects of using heroin, like, you know, parts of your body would swell up, you know, and they would use up all their veins in their body. So some of these people were shooting in their penis or uterus or, you know, some strange spot because they done burnt out all their veins, you know. But this guy's arm was so big, it was just unbelievable. And what happened was he had to have that arm amputated. Once they amputated the arm, he ended up passing away because the only way he was living because of his addiction to heroin. Once they took the heroin away and tried to get him cleaned up, took the arm off, he died not too long after that. So that's one of those drugs, if you don't have it, you will get real sick. So most people have to get up early in the morning and get their fix to make it through the day. Again, you have functional heroin addicts, you know, you have functional people that's on crack, marijuana, alcohol, but the addiction is not good because, again, this is an area controlling the pleasure, the decision making, your judgment, your self-control. And you lose all of these things once you start being addicted to it. And some people can handle it, some people can function with it, and some people just can't. You know, this is getting high. You know, there's so many reasons and so many things that we're going through in this country. And it's like the pandemic right now. You know, there's so many people drinking and having so many depressive issues going on during this pandemic. You know, alcoholism went up, depression went up. So the people stuck at home all day. So a lot of people just sit at home and drink all day, drink wine and different things. So, but you know, heroin comes from opium. Opium is one of the oldest drugs, period. They have so much material, artifacts, even with marijuana, where they depict people using heroin. They depict the poppy plants, the poppy flowers. They found one gold bowl over there in one of those countries, a bowl made out of gold, and they tested the residue in the bottom of that bowl, and it was a mixture of marijuana and opium. So yeah, people mixing these drugs way, and that was about 4,000 years ago. So they've been mixing these drugs way back when. But opium is one of the oldest used drugs in the world. You know, I talked about opium. As a matter of fact, I have an episode called Cocaine and Opioid America. That's one of my top all-time episodes. I would invite you guys to go back and look at that episode. But that's one of the oldest drugs, period. And it's considered a depressant, or, you know, those depressant type drugs make you feel sleepy. Opium, you know, it comes from the poppy milk, you know, which contains the ingredients that eventually turns into heroin. Percocets, you know, those pills, tabs, barbiturates, also known as downers, all those drugs are considered depressant, and they make you feel sleepy, drowsy, and down, you know. And I can never get with that, because I don't want to walk around feeling sleepy all day. And I've seen people off the effects of heroin, they just nod, you know. Even with heroin, when people overdose, it actually makes the drug sell more. But all of that is considered depressant, stuff that make you feel sleepy and down. And I don't like that down feeling. I don't even like taking PM type over-the-counter medicine. I don't like that sleepy, something trying to force me to go to sleep. It just don't make me feel sleepy. It just made me feel drowsy as hell. So the after effects is I feel like I didn't even go to sleep. I just felt drowsy as hell. You know, it's the CAG podcast show. We're talking about getting high. Do me a favor, family. Click that subscribe button, and I'll be right back. This is a public service announcement. Mental health is a serious issue. I've dealt with depression, and I can tell you that it's no joke. You feel low self-esteem, bad eating, bad sleeping, and sometimes feeling suicidal. It feels like there is nothing else in the tank of life. If you feel like this, seek help today. We must break the stigma of confusing this with mental health retardation. There are many organizations out there that can help. Seek one today. Follow me on Twitter at Mr911. That's MISTA 911. Facebook at CG Podcast Show. Instagram at CG Pod. And subscribe to my YouTube page at CG Podcast. You can see the latest picks, trailers, and financial information. CG Podcast Show is currently being heard in 27 countries and 36 states. Salute to Montana, Connecticut, Wisconsin, and West Virginia. Two new countries checking in, India and Ghana. Thank you for listening to the show. Don't forget to leave a message or a comment. Let me know what you think about the show. Welcome back to the Said G Podcast Show. I'm so excited about my upcoming webinar coming January the 28th. I want to invite you guys to sign up for a class. The tickets are free on Eventbrite.com. The title of the class webinar is called Investing 101 Webinar. I will be instructing the class, and I will have special guest speaker, Ms. Cheryl Blakeney. She's a professional, financial professional and mentor, and we're going to be talking about investing in stocks and building wealth, diversifying our portfolios, building generational wealth, financial literacy, planning for retirement, a whole a range of things. And it's happening January the 28th, Investing 101 webinar. This will be a Zoom class, so you got to have a ticket to attend. So guys, get your ticket, and they are free. Getting high, back at it. You know, some of this stuff is considered depressant, some of this stuff is considered stimulants. They have different brands of marijuana pills, even different types of crack cocaine. You had the different types of heroin, you know. So, but some of the other stuff, stimulants like Oxycontin, amphetamines, ecstasy, mescalines, those are all pills. People, pill popping is, it's been around for a mighty long time. People been popping pills forever. You have these people that sit around and create these, they put all these ingredients in there, and all of a sudden you got a new drug, and they really do it with these pills. Other type, like I said before, people use Percocets and Tabs, which are considered depressants. And I've seen people hooked on those Tabs. Like, I knew a guy, he would pop 10 of them at a time. He actually worked for the government, you know, and he really felt like America is not the place he wanted to be. He would rather be in Iraq, you know. And it's mighty funny how this stuff that's going on in America, and people say you don't see those type of things in Iraq and Afghanistan. They show all the bad images of these countries. But he said he had more access to Tabs over there in Iraq than he had in America. And this is a guy that worked for the government. So, you know, he really didn't like to be in America. He'd rather be in Iraq. You know, some of the other drugs that's popular right now is fentanyl, which is a depressant. That syrup, which is a cough medicine mixed with codeine, got popularized down in Texas. You had a rap group called 3-6 Mafia. They put out a song about sipping on scissor. Y'all, a lot of people, younger people using that stuff nowadays. But it's considered a depressant, a downer, stuff that make you feel sleepy. It's like the cousin to heroin. And then you have meth, which is considered a stimulant, or ice or crystal meth. You generally don't see that in the hood. You may see that in rural areas of the suburbs, but it's around in the hood in certain places, and certain people use it, you know. Then you had nicotine, cigarettes. That's another bad, widely used substance. It's next to alcohol. Substance is next to alcohol when it turns of usage and addiction. So that's really a bad habit to have, is nicotine, and it's legal. So then you have date rape drugs, which is a depressant. You know, you have people that's on the party scene. They love to drop these date rape drugs. Then you have people use drugs to put people to sleep, to rob them. You know, you have women out there that does things like that. You have guys out there using these date drugs. So, a lot of this stuff is considered party drugs, like ecstasy and A lot of rappers are using this drug. It's supposed to get you all hyped up and ready to party. I personally never used none of these drugs. I was never interested in using these drugs. But again, it destroys your dopamine. And when you come from communities like where I come from, there's a lot of things that destroys your dopamine. And death is one of those things, because you have a high murder rate in communities like where I come from, and people go through it so much, it's like they numb to it. You know, it's like they can't have no feelings towards this person that got murdered and killed, because they done seen it too many times. Not to mention you developing PTSD from the trauma of dealing with your buddy or your best friend or your family member getting murdered. So people are really numb to that. So the dopamine is really been evaporated within us in a lot of ways. So, and it's a pretty tough thing as a parent to see your kid addicted to crack, addicted to heroin, addicted to all these different drugs. You know, I've seen parents try to battle their kids and get them into treatment. And you know, one of the bad things about it, when you do go through this treatment, you go back to the same area that caused the addiction in the first place. So I wouldn't think it'd be a good idea to go back around the drugs. So if you quit using fentanyl, I don't think you should hang out with people that's using fentanyl. I don't think you should be around anything that got to do with fentanyl if you're trying to kick the addiction. A lot of these addictions are really hard to kick. And I'm not against people using any of these drugs. If you can control it and you can be functional and not being overbearing where you got to steal and kill for it, you know. So I've never been into pills. You have artists like Prince who died from using fentanyl. You have artists like Elvis Presley died from using drugs, you know. So it's just what people do, and everybody don't get high. Some people don't smoke, some people don't pop pills, some people don't do X, Y, and Z, and that's good. So I wouldn't advise people to go develop some type of addiction, you know. And a lot of this stuff was used in the beginning for pleasure, but we quickly killed the pleasure part of it. So if I go out somewhere and I'm, like I say, I smoke marijuana, so that's a normal thing to me. So when I smoke it, it's like, man, I'm finna go hit the party. Let me smoke this blunt first and get crunk and all. No, it's not like that. So with me, I'll go have me a cocktail or something. And I'm ready to turn up, you know. But I'm not killing the cocktail. I drink one of them, get a little buzz and let it calm down. I may have another one, you know. So that's just me. So some people like to smoke and have a little drink and they turn up. Some people like to drink liquor and they turn up. So all of this stuff really is supposed to be for pleasure. But again, we're killing the dopamine and it kills the pleasure part of it. Now, who was getting paid of all these addictions? Who was getting paid? You can't say it's just the cartels. You can't say it's just the drug dealers out on the streets. You know, it's been, I believe everybody has their hands in this business, because if you look at all this stuff right here, cocaine, crack, heroin, alcohol, cannabis, opium, stimulants, depressants, that's a $1 trillion business. That's a multi-$1 trillion business. And I believe that the black market, as they call it, or the drug trade, help with Wall Street and the economy of this country, because the people, even the drug dealers out on the street, they run out spending that money somewhere. You know, then you have these pharmaceutical companies, the people that develop these drugs, Moderna, Pfizer, you know, these different companies, Johnson & Johnson, they develop these medicines. They getting paid off this stuff, because I believe that more people are actually addicted to these prescription drugs and probably these illegal drugs. Now you're talking about senior citizens and people with ailments and, you know, dealing with a lot of pain. So, and they being prescribed Percocets and Tabs and stuff with opioids in it. So the pharmaceutical companies, the people that work in that industry, they definitely getting paid off of that. Then you do have the cartels, and you have people in government, I believe, getting paid off some of these illegal drugs. And I believe a lot of those people down there are addicted to some type of drug or something. You know, all them people down there, a lot older, so they taking all medicine, they taking all these prescriptions, you know. So nobody is that good where they can go to Washington, D.C. and not be addicted to something, you know. They just crazy over there. So you ask me, all of them over there high. So for me, it's just about relaxing, having some fun, and that's it. That's just it for me, you know. I know it's a multi-trillion-dollar business. It's people getting paid from the black market on all different levels. And I believe that a lot of that money shows up on Wall Street. Said G. Click that subscribe button. Again, sign up to my upcoming webinar on January the 28th. This will be a great event. And peace, love, love, family.